Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. We're going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine, under the heading of Real People. And this one is entitled, Creating Cowboys. Everyone is teachable. Animal trainer Diane Branigan has a way with creatures and with people. At the beginning of my career, 29 years ago, I worked for a company that trained horses, camels, lions, tigers, dogs, and cats. That was my introduction to handling animals on film and TV sets. I've been exposed to everything, primates, big cats. My first film experience was on Titanic, where I trained the dogs and rats. I still do dogs and sometimes wolves, but I have narrowed it down. Now I primarily do horses. You have to remember, that's an animal. It has a different brain. It can't talk to you, though it can definitely communicate. I use the 1% rule. If you can just make it better by 1% each day, at the end of 100 days, you're significantly better. If they just learn a little bit each day, after 3 months of preparation, we'll have something to present to the camera. That's how I learn as well. Little increments. Coming to work every day, learning and pushing myself. And that's what I do with the actors. There are some who have never been around horses before, and you can tell that they are fearful. If a person is afraid of an animal, it reads on film. So, before filming a season of Yellowstone, for example, we do a cowboy camp where we get the actors out working with their horses. I would rather work with someone who knows nothing about horses than someone who went on trail rides in the fifth grade. It's hard to unlearn bad habits, whereas if they come in with a clean canvas, I can teach them a lot. Any horse trainer will tell you that you have to look where you're going, not where you've been. When horses are pulling a buggy or a wagon, the driver really has to look ahead on the road, so they can send the horses to that point. If the driver is looking directly down at the horses, there's no guidance for them. That's like driving a car while looking at the steering wheel. But people eventually get it. Everyone is teachable. As I tell the actors I work with, what you find difficult today will be your warm-up for tomorrow. This article was as told to Tom Chiarella. Animal wrangler and trainer Diane Branigan, 53, lives in Leesville, Texas. Now, another Real People article, Extraordinary Courage. If you're not leaving, I'm not leaving. Uber driver Fritz Sam ran into a burning building and saved two lives. After 7 years of driving an Uber, I thought I had seen a lot, but this was new. It was last August, and I had picked up a young lady named Jemima to take her to LaGuardia Airport. Driving through Brooklyn, I saw a brownstone with fire shooting out of a window. I turned to Jemima and asked, "Can we stop and help?" She said, "Absolutely." When I pulled over, I was telling myself, "You are not running in there. You're a father of two wonderful girls, and they need their dad around." Then I heard someone say, "There's still someone inside." An instinct took over. I sprinted right in. I was terrified. I knew that even a small fire can quickly grow out of control. I had a quick conversation with God. It was like, "If it's not my time to go, would you mind looking out for me?" I ran into a gentleman, maybe mid-30s. I grabbed him and said, "We've got to go." But he said, "No." So I let him go and continued up the staircase. On the second floor, a woman in her 50s was standing in front of an open door with heavy smoke pouring through it, looking kind of stunned. She told me that her air conditioner had caught on fire. But she was not going to budge. "You see that smoke?" I asked her. "That smoke will take you out." She just stood there. I told her that the fire wasn't her fault. "Things happen," I said. And then I said the thing that finally made her move. I told her, "If you're not leaving, I'm not leaving." I put my hands out and she grabbed them. Slowly, we started down the stairs. I was walking backward and talking to her the whole time. After I got her to the door, I went back for the gentleman and told him, "Come on, we've got to go." Finally, he agreed to leave the building. As we headed out the exit, the first firefighter came in with a hose, and I knew my job was done. Jemima and I got back into the car and headed toward the airport, and thankfully she made her flight. Uber gave me an award for what happened that day, but this shouldn't be a big deal. I believe we are all spirit. If we're all spirit, then we're all family. So I was in there helping family. This article was as told to John Rosengren. Driver Franz, or Fritz Smath, excuse me, that's Fritz Sam, 55, lives in New York City with his wife and his two daughters. Now moving on to AARP The Bulletin, in the news, expanded support for family caregivers. Family caregivers may get much-needed help, and veterans could have better access to quality home care under an executive order signed by President Joe Biden, advocates say. The president, in April, directed federal agencies to take what he described as over 50 actions to provide more peace of mind for families and dignity for care workers who deserve jobs with good pay and good benefits. Among the most important steps, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services was told to find ways to help family members prepare for a loved one's discharge from the hospital. HHS was also directed to test a new dementia care initiative that includes support for respite care. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs was directed to expand its program of comprehensive assistance for family caregivers and provide more support for caregivers enrolled in that program. HHS will seek ways to use Medicaid funding to ensure that there are enough home care workers to aid older Americans and people with disabilities who are enrolled in that program. According to a recent AARP report, the care Americans provide to their family and friends totaled an estimated $600 billion in unpaid labor in 2021. COVID booster approved. Americans 65 and older and those with compromised immune systems who got a COVID-19 booster shot at least 4 months ago are eligible for another dose, federal health officials announced. Any adult who never received a booster after the initial vaccine series would benefit from getting a bivalent booster, officials say. The bivalent boosters from vaccine makers Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech became available last September. They target both the original coronavirus and some subvariants of the Omicron strain. In April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approved the additional round of booster shots for the two targeted groups and encourage others who haven't gotten a booster to get one. Now we have a quick little article here, Troubled Sleep. Your type of insomnia may predict dementia risk. People who have trouble falling asleep within 30 minutes are more likely to develop dementia, according to research published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, than those who wake up in the night, then struggle to return to dreamland. Also, new rules for selling Medicare Advantage. The ads that Joe Namath, William Shatner, and other celebrities appear in to sell you a Medicare Advantage plan are going to have to be more transparent and specific about what they are pitching, and avoid using the Medicare logo in a way that could make you believe they represent the federal government. Rules that kick in September 30th are part of a regulation designed to crack down on what Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra calls misleading marketing schemes by health insurance companies. Medicare Advantage plans are the increasingly popular private insurance alternative to original Medicare. Federal officials estimate that by the end of 2023, More than half of Medicare's 65 million enrollees will be subscribed in Advantage plans. The plans are structured much like the health insurance common among private employer plans. They typically require you to go to health providers within a network and secure approval before getting specialized care. The plans include prescription drug coverage and often provide dental and vision benefits. In contrast, under original Medicare, beneficiaries can go to any provider they choose that accepts Medicare. They need to secure a separate Part D drug plan, and they often buy a supplement or Medigap policy to help pay for incremental health expenses. Becerra said the new rule would prohibit overly general ads about the Medicare Advantage program that often tend to confuse and mislead eligible individuals. The new regulation requires that an advertisement for Medicare Advantage specify the name of the plan it is trying to get older adults to join. In other steps, says Brendan Rose, an AARP Government Affairs Director, limit use of the name Medicare and prohibit images of Medicare cards in advertisements. The ads may lead people to believe that the toll-free number they call goes to the federal government when it's to a private broker or insurance company. The regulation requires those who sell MA plans to fully explain coverage and to make sure benefits are available where someone seeing the ad lives. And a little sidebar here, know your future Social Security pay? Most don't. A recent study shows Americans close to drawing Social Security greatly underestimate the money they'll collect, suggesting more needs to be done to educate those near retirement. A March paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research says most people in their 50s and early 60s misjudge their future annual benefit income by 11.5%, or $1,896 on average. A quarter of older adults are off by more than $5,100. However, receiving one or more Social Security statements reduces the forecast error in annual Social Security income by $344, says the report, based on data from the Health and Retirement Study, a long-running University of Michigan survey of older adults. A bipartisan U.S. Senate bill would task the Social Security Administration with sending workers over 25 a copy of their statement every 5 years, then more frequently beginning at 55 until they start their benefits. More regular statements would help millions of Americans more effectively plan for retirement and better understand their stake in Social Security, Bill Sweeney, AARP Senior Vice President for Government Affairs, wrote in a letter to the bill's sponsors. Now, also from AARP, the Bulletin, their cover story for this particular issue, Stay Safe This Summer. And the various articles are Crazy Cooling Bills, Tricky Summer Scams, Deer Collisions, COVID is Still a Problem, Pickleball Injuries, and When Shots Are Fired. We won't, of course, get to all of these today, but let's give it a start. Splashing in the waves, hitting the road, going to shows. These are some of the joys of summer. And if ever there was a time when we could all use more joy, it's summer 2023. So why, you ask, are we pointing out all the risks that come with the season? Simple. By being well briefed in advance, you can enjoy yourself more, confident that in the likely chance something dicey comes up, you'll be prepared for it. To help, we've consulted professionals with expertise in all aspects of summertime activity. Heed their suggestions, be careful out there, and make this a fabulous summer for you and your loved ones. Now, I do realize we're well into summer, but hopefully some of these things will still help us. Stay safe around the house. Protect yourself from extended power outages. In early May, AccuWeather was forecasting hotter than average summer temperatures over much of the U.S., along with moderate to severe chances of extreme weather in the Northeast and Upper Midwest. Combine that with overloaded electrical grids and you get conditions ripe for blackouts, brownouts, and power shortages. Because water is critical when the power goes off, store in your home at least 3 to 6 gallons of bottled water per person, enough to last for 3 days, along with chlorine dioxide tablets to purify the additional water if available nearby. Be sure you have a manual can opener in your kitchen, since you'll likely be eating out of the pantry. Also, have on hand flashlights, battery-powered lanterns, and spare batteries. Solar rechargeable lanterns are also a good idea in sunny areas. But skip the candles. One study found that 24% of fatal home candle fires happen during outages. This part was by Tony Nestor, who's a survival instructor and author of When the Grid Goes Down, Disaster Preparations and Survival Gear for Making Your Home Self-Reliant. Fire risks. Home fires, which spike around July 4th, but can happen in any season, burn with astonishing speed nowadays, in part because of open floor plans and synthetic home goods materials. On average, you have 3 minutes or less to escape, versus about 17 minutes a few decades ago. If you're on an upper floor and have only one staircase, you need an alternate exit plan, one that might require readily available gear, like an emergency ladder. Check all smoke alarms at least twice a year. They should be on the ceiling or high on walls, on every level of the house, inside every bedroom, and outside sleeping areas. Sleep with your bedroom door closed to buy some protection against a fire smoke, carbon monoxide, and soaring temperatures. Finally, don't cause fires. While smoking is the leading cause of fire deaths in older adults, cooking fires are the leading cause of fire-related injury. When pans are on the stove at any temperature, stay close and keep a watch on them. And this bit of advice was from Steve Kerber, Executive Director, UL Fire Safety Research Institute. Next, we have bug infestations. Climate change means pest migration. Nearly half of participants in a 2022 survey said their home had sustained damage from insect pests like termites and wood-boring beetles. Making matters worse, the highly destructive Formosan termite is expanding its range in warm areas of the U.S. Regular termite inspections and professional treatment, as needed, can prevent or knock out an infestation. Call for help if you see warning signs such as pencil-thin mud tubes along your home's foundation or discarded wings after a termite swarm. Bed bug infestations rise in summer, too. If you travel, keep these bugs from hitching a ride home by inspecting hotel mattresses for dark or reddish spots, keeping your suitcase on a luggage rack, and unpacking clothes directly into the washing machine when you return home. And the giver of this advice is Blake Layton, entomology specialist, Mississippi State University Extension Service. Then there's grilling mishaps. More than 1,900 burned barbecue chefs and their hungry guests end up in emergency rooms every year, and an average of 4,900 structures are damaged by fire, most from gas grill fires. So, before the start of grilling season, check the tank hose and connect points for leaks or breaks. Spray them with a light solution of soap and water while the propane tank valve is open. If you see bubbles, shut off the tank because there may be a leak. If you smell gas when lighting the grill, turn off the tank, then the grill. Keep your grill clean since buildup grease and drippings may cause fires. Should a grill catch fire, shut the lid to cut off the oxygen supply, if you can do so safely. Then close off the gas tank and turn off the grill. Don't use a fire extinguisher, which can spread the flames. And this advice was from Susan McKelvey, spokesperson, National Fire Protection Association. Before going on, we have a little sidebar article here, crazy cooling bills. Because up to 30% of a cooling system energy usage can be sapped by leaks and cracks, use caulk or weather stripping to keep your air-conditioned air inside. Next, help it circulate by moving furniture, plants, and objects that block air registers and vents. Consider buying an internet-connected smart thermostat, which can save you up to 10% on your annual cooling bill. You may save even more if your local utility company offers a rebate on the purchase. Close curtains and blinds on sun-facing windows to block rays that naturally increase indoor temperatures. And when you're warming up food at home, use a microwave oven if possible. It cooks efficiently and minimizes heat buildup. And this tip is from Adam Cooper, Managing Director, Consumer Solutions, Edison Electric Institute. Next, we have home repair scams. Summer typically brings an army of scam contractors going door to door. They'll claim they just happen to be repaving a driveway nearby and have leftover material, or they'll offer to repave your driveway for a really low price. If you bite, here's the likely outcome. They will take your money and do the work shoddily, fail to finish it, or do nothing at all. The bottom line is you should be aware of anyone offering to do work unsolicited. Instead, do the shopping and picking yourself. Get referrals from family, friends, and others. And then get multiple bids on the job. Before agreeing to work with one, verify the contractor is insured and complies with licensing and registration required by your state. Scammers target older homeowners. The Better Business Bureau says consumers are left with a median loss of $1,500. And this was from Toby Stanger, Senior Editor, Consumer Reports. Now we have garden accidents. Mishaps involving lawnmowers and other power garden equipment send more than 112,000 adults to U.S. emergency rooms in 2021. But handheld tools pose a hazard, too. They injure another 43,000 people. So don't work outside if you're distracted, overheated, or overtired. Don't let grandkids ride on the mower with you. Shut all gear down completely before cleaning or adjusting. Take frequent breaks and stay hydrated, especially on hot days, and while doing strenuous work. Wear gloves when using hand tools, since mature skin is less resistant to cuts, scrapes, and punctures. Avoid working in uncomfortable body positions. For example, pot plants at a table or gardening bench rather than on the ground. And finally, put a mat or folded blanket under your knees when kneeling. And this was from Alyssa Spence, Associate Director, North Carolina Agro Medicine Institute. Now we'll look at defending yourself against tricky summer scams. Knowing the red flags once helped us spot scams, but these days, many scams are virtually unrecognizable as scams, such as fake travel sites and messages from people pretending to be relatives trapped in foreign jails. We face sophisticated criminal enterprises, so it's more important than ever to shore up our defenses. Password protect laptops, tablets, smartphones. Use biometrics such as facial recognition or fingerprints where possible. Set your electric devices to automatically install updates for operating and protective software. Do not click links from emails or texts. Type the web address you know to be legit into your browser. Install a virtual private network, VPN, if you use public Wi-Fi. Answer calls only from people you know. If unsure, let them go to voicemail. The biggest red flag is when an unexpected communication causes a highly emotional reaction. That's the calling card of today's scammers. Disengage and talk to someone you trust about what's at issue. This article was by Kathy Stokes, AARP's Director of Fraud Prevention and a nationally recognized expert in fighting fraud. Now we'll go back to AARP, the magazine, and look at Pharrell Williams, who was 50 on April 5th. This dapper musician has a reputation as a spreader of joy, whether he's making people bop along to Happy, his infectious hit single, or opening the whimsical Good Time Hotel in Miami's South Beach, as he did in 2021. He's also known for the eye-catching style, often favoring a high-end streetwear look with accessories like Swarovski-encrusted Adidas sneakers and diamond-studded Tiffany & Company sunglasses. So much so that the French luxury brand Louis Vuitton announced in February that it had hired Williams as its new creative director for menswear. This was soon after he had auctioned off some of his massive stash of bling, including a golden BlackBerry, pulling in $5.25 million, in part to support his Black Ambition program, assisting Black and Hispanic-owned startups. "It's the end of an era," he told Fast Company. "It's a new beginning for me. This is a transmutation. This is a transformation." Now, we have a few more milestone birthdays from last April. David Blaine, magician, plans to quit death-defying stunts at 52, the age Harry Houdini died. He's 50 now. Tori Spelling, May 16th. Actor and 90210 castmate Jenny Garth have new home decor line, the BFF Collection. She's 50. Conan O'Brien, April 18th. Comedian offers stand-up bits, celeb chats on new Sirius XM channel, Team Coco Radio. He's 60. Jet Li, April 26th. Martial artist, is devoted to meditation, has said he often practices for 8 hours a day. He's 60. Carol Burnett, April 26th. Comic legend, appeared with Bob Odenkirk last year on final episodes of Better Call Saul. She is 90. And finally, Willie Nelson, whose birthday was April 29th. Star album I Don't Know a Thing About Love honors songwriter Harlan Howard, and he turned 90, as I say, on April 29th. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.